second week of the Bash's broadcast.
I feel good.
Couple time.
I'll tell you what, we've got a we've got a star-studded lineup for you tonight. I'll introduce the people that were here last week at the Bird's Nest. Bird Shit. How are you today, man?
I'm just Dan. A fantastic day watching CNN.
And the other man in the nest with me now, Andy Tank Scott.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
That pretty much says it all.
Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
All right, and to round off the crew, we've got two new members tonight. One being the loosest man, Bushi, the man that puts Oof back at Poof.
The lovely man.
How long have you been worked on that?
It just came
out. How long have you carried that for around 3 years?
Before you introduce our special guest for this week, I want to go back to last week, to the pilot, and basically the beginning of the show.
Well, Basher number one.
Basher number one, Paul Howard. No. Basher number one, Paul Turner. A legend of the Bashers and someone we all remember.
Am
I supposed to get some sort of defence for that?
I think an apology.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. You're the only real Paul on the Bashers, right? I just got it mixed up. I had a couple of red wines, and I knew that I wanted to use you later on during the cast.
Yeah, I know, that drunk fuck monkey thing. Fuck you.
Lovely, lovely.
Anyway, I hope you accept my apology.
Chin chin.
Move on.
Pleasure to be on the show, mate.
Right, we're going to move right along right now to a section we call Call for a Runner. This week we're calling someone who's just left, the Professor.
Where is he, mate, as we speak?
He's in Stonerland.
Hello?
Professor.
It's the Prof.
There we go. On the chirp already from the get-go.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
You're with the Hammerhead, man. You've only just left. What's it like to be back in the land of the Long White Reefer?
Mate, the Long White Reefer, it's been all right. Just got home from the pub not long ago.
You sound like it too, Tommy.
Just sinking a few nice little South Aussie beers, but weather's been nice. It's tonight, it's bloody raining like...
Ladies' night tonight, was it?
Yeah, that's it, mate. Ladies' night. I had to go down to service some more.
You'd love that, you big skirt.
Yeah, I had to go service some more.
I know
I was
playing with your tits there, mate.
Fuck it, now I know I left Shanghai.
It's Woodstock here, mate. We were just wondering, have you woken up with anybody strange lately? You know, we just want to clarify.
No, not lately. I stayed
not since you left?
But waking up with them isn't strange.
Well done, Tommy, well done.
So, Tommy, have you put any thought into whether you'll try to look to join a cricket club? Still summer, you've probably got a few months still left of good weather.
Summer all year in Adelaide, mate.
Yeah. Are you going to look for a club?
Are you starting one?
That's the plan. I'm looking for a job first, and then hopefully maybe
well, don't
for
do
next
that,
summer.
Because that would take up all your time and you wouldn't have any time to start the Bashers.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Adelaide Bashers might be up and running by next season.
Lovely.
And how do you expect to recruit players, mate?
At the pubs, mate. Where else? Where else would you find Bashers other than under a bar somewhere?
So it's
good call.
Any good advice for future credit punchers, mate?
Future credit punchers? I don't know. Being unemployed is not too bad, so... If you get credit punched, don't worry, be happy.
We'll spread the good news.
Smoke the joint, have a beer.
Fantastic. Prof, listen, I want to ask you a question. Casting your eyes back on 08 season,
yeah.
What's the best memory for you, mate, if you can remember anything?
Well, there certainly wasn't too many on-field highlights for me to remember.
No. We can put that into figures, mate. It's about fucking 253 runs,
especially from you, mate.
I'd have to say there's a couple of things that spring to mind. I think the Coca-Cola Sixes was one highlight with when Dust Boot came into first came about. I think seeing one basher drinking drinking beer out of the footwear of another basher's wife was quite a moment to behold.
Lovely.
But I'd say the highlight for me, I think Jim Mowing and I had quite a few opening partnerships. And I normally played the second fiddle a little bit. He'd sort of make, you know, 20-odd, 30-odd, I'd make 15 runs.
Well, you were doing a good job holding up the non-strikers end.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of singles involved because the prof was a bit reluctant to move.
But it wasn't a partnership.
Pulling the hair.
It wasn't a partnership, I remember. It was a night when we were in battle, me and Jim. And I think so the highlight for me was coming up triumphant over Jim in the race to pass off fucking Ollie's sister.
And bring in Ollie now. Have any of the girls you met in your various
escapades
in Shanghai given you a call now that you're back?
Or any of the guys?
I've had a call from one of them, back from Shanghai, and then the 18-year-old bird who's over in Melbourne. I actually gave her a call tonight, just in case I need to pop over for an interstate booty call later on.
Was that the one who came over to Sydney?
So are you going to be back for the birth, mate?
Hey,
are you going to be back for the birth?
Back for the birth?
Yeah, about 9 months from now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I might have to come back a few times. It could be a couple in a row.
All right, well, Prof, I've got one last question for you. Now, we know you're stuck all the way in Australia, but that doesn't mean that you can't send us a quiz now and then.
Could you do that? Absolutely.
Well, perhaps the next quiz we have a prof round.
We could get Birdshit to do a satellite link up maybe, and we can have a prop round.
We'll do a round, mate. We're not doing a satellite link up.
Take it easy.
Back to the hydro, mate.
Listen, well done, Prof. We miss you, and look forward to seeing you. When are you coming back, mate? Any plans?
Yeah, thank you. I'll let you know, boys, and good luck to the Bashers for 09.
11. Righto then, I guess before we go much further, we need to get rid of the elephant in the room. Mm. Bit of action today.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Can't see CNN a crap, aren't they?
Oh, useless, mate. I was watching the French TV. Don't know why I was, but I was.
We know why you were watching French TV.
No, seriously, they had better coverage, supposedly, than the other mobs. I mean, disgraceful. But anyway, moving along, it was a sad day of cricket in general.
Well, there was no cricket, which is the saddest thing, and the worst thing for me, you know, apart from people dying and all of that sort of thing, is that there's a whole bunch of people in Pakistan. Not going to see any international cricket for a long time.
Well, I think it's all over, mate.
Yeah, but I don't think you can weigh that up against the five cricketers that have probably been shot and won't be able to carry on with their careers. I know today I heard one of them got shot in the thigh. I don't know how you recover from a bullet wound, but I mean,
yeah, you heard that from CNN, mate, and they're full of shit. They're okay.
They might
have a couple of cool scars.
Either way, let's think about cricket in Pakistan. Okay, you've got Western cricket nations, the powers to be in cricket. They last year have said we don't want to go to Pakistan. We don't want to go. What's going to happen now? Is touring cricket in Pakistan effectively dead? I would put it on the table and say, yeah, no chance, next time.
I mean, would Bangladesh go?
No. Well, what I would say it would already be dead if, I know this will sound bad, but if it wasn't the New Zealand team and it was another team that nearly got blown up by a bomb there a few years ago, I reckon that would have been all over straight away.
Well, I think the difference here is that was accidental. They happened to be in the neighbourhood.
And, this was an attack. The tolerances are reasonable, but this is actually a low-grade attack on a well, I think, guess what I'm saying is they've had enough chances, haven't they? And absolutely. Can't move on.
Well, we shouldn't have cut that Paul fucking Howard out because actually Paul Howard is a legend in his own right, mate. We've got him here tonight. He's looking pretty spiffy, mate, with his boot polish waving through his locks. And...
Hamish is just a lovely, lovely man. And I don't think there's anything wrong with one handsome man saying to another handsome man,
hello,
he's a lovely, lovely man.
You're all gorgeous.
Anyway, Paul, obviously we were talking last week about the Bash's memories from 2008. 2009, moving on. You're obviously one of the cogwheels and the forces of Little Moving Pictures.
I love it.
What are you going to do, mate, to
harmony,
be
mate.
In there?
Harmony. Harmony and balance. Yes. Yeah, look, I love it, mate. Get in there and just bowl the buggery out of them. You were going to ask me about that Paul Turner ball, weren't you?
I will ask you about the Paul Turner ball. Can you remember that ball that you bowled that was unplayable? The Paul Turner ball. Can you remember?
Can I tell you how good it felt?
AKA Ball of the Century.
Ball of the Century.
Turner, and it goes past him, and he's talking shitbases. It swung here, it swung there. He didn't know what was going on. You know who was behind him? Prof. We're going to talk to him later on. If we haven't talked to him already.
19 plus one bundle of cab Seth.
Right, Woody, now we're going to name some bashes.
The name, and I want you to describe their bowling action with one of your pies. So obviously,
with a pie.
With a pie. So look, we're not going to put Mel Collins in because we know he bowls fruit. But it could be an apple pie.
We don't do fake
pies, mate. Do you make tarts?
Oh, we do, but we don't make slush.
Oh, okay, hand up. I'm ready.
Who are we talking about again?
I'm ready to roll it. Okay, if you had to describe Cranky as a pie,
bald on top. Oh, that's absolute bacon.
Bacon and egg.
Pork all the way up the top and beef underneath.
So was that a bacon beef pie or a bacon and egg?
Look, you guys have got to say it's a satisfactory pie.
It's a sell on account. Yeah.
That's the thing about Cranky, he's satisfactory. That's about it. He's in there. Lovely. Mixing it up on the rest.
You're itching for more though, aren't you?
I've got a basher for you. I've got a basher for you to describe, mate. Sanjay Anagula.
Yeah, but look, if I say chicken curry, everyone's going to say it's fucking racist.
Okay, it's what you just said.
So let's just move on.
We put it on the table, you know.
To the Hong Kong Sixes bowler of the tournament, Don Juan.
No! Ed Owen.
Mm. 35 off one over.
He's a confusing bit.
Can you get Vaseline in a pie, mate?
No, look. He's a Cornish pasty, but
he is a bit bent, mate.
He's sort of half round and half straight. Yeah. You know, you don't quite know what you're getting with
that. He's always half over the line.
I saw Rolly the other day.
Bit of veg, bit of meat. You know, what's really going on there? Ben?
He walked in just like a vinegar and said, "Where have you been?" He goes, "Well, around."
Is he still around? Serious?
Yeah.
And if he's listening, he owes us 2,000 renminbi.
Oh, good. That's a lot of money.
Using the forum, I love it.
That's going to kill our listeners, mate. We've gone through till now.
Listen, Paul. The last pie, the last cricketer in Shanghai, I'd like you to sum up. And I know you've fucked up a lot of pies in your time, mate, but Tess Mellis, how would you describe him?
Holy Christ, mate. I've got this Ayi. She makes my pies sometimes. She's an absolute moron. You know?
You're Ayi, mate.
I don't tell that to her to her face. I love her to death.
Or to the customers.
Ayi, Nishi Gamora.
And I gave her the new recipe for a sausage roll, but it wasn't your ordinary sausage roll. It was going to be a giant sausage roll. Mm. And she had a wicked way with it. And
the long schlong.
But she dropped it. And it looked really bad.
Literally, like a drop.
And she actually thought she could straighten it up, And I like to think of Mike Chesmelis as if it was a really bent sausage roll and straighten him out.
There you go, Mikey. What are you
doing? Mike. Can't wait to get you on the show next week as a special guest.
I mean, it still tastes good in the end, but there's something really fucked up about it.
Social Digest. The Social Digest. Right. Tickler.
Oh, Lucy, quick question for you. Sir. Social idea, mate.
Absolutely.
The Woosie Boys, you're talking about it. I just talked to Stuart Dingle not 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
Here's the deal. They probably haven't got a ground down there, but they do have a bunch of really cricketers.
Are they loose?
They're loose as. If they haven't got a ground, we can't play cricket.
They've got some pretty wide sort of avenues.
They've got big streets, they've got factories.
We could do some street cricket.
Woodstock. They've
got a lake.
I like your thinking. Let's lock that in.
Kirkstock.
What
I'm recommending.
I reckon we do it as a Tri Nations Kirkstock.
Done.
Woosie and Nanjing.
The Woodstock of cricket.
Absolutely.
In Shanghai.
Absolutely.
In 2000.
Let's do it.
It's
Kirkstock.
On. Kirkstock. It's Kirkstock. On.
Well, we are on Nanjing, Woosie, very soon. It's on. Bashes there. Get ready. Pack your underwear. And your prophylactic.
Send the kids to the neighbours.
Absolutely. It's on. Road trip. Lock up your daughters, Woosie and Nanjing.
There you go.
Listeners to the Bashes, the people that should be listening.
Or three.
Comment. Would you
leave a comment on the blog?
Can you send a comment and say, would you be keen to
comment or email broadcast@bashes.cc.org?
Okay, so Friday night or Saturday morning, everybody leaves to Woosie. We have a big barbie and or cricket in Woosie on the Saturday lunch.
Oh, is it going
game on there?
Absolutely.
Of some form.
Absolutely.
Get right on the gym. Saturday night,
we get down to Nanjing and absolutely get plastered.
At Jimmy.
Just wake up in Nanjing, God knows where.
Getting rural.
Make our own way back to Shanghai, piece of piss.
I love it. Get
I thought it was no girlfriends allowed.
Forever to keep sarcastic.
Code. 18 Heinekens, 2 Monteiths, 7 Cascades, 11 4Xs, 1 Eagle Hawk and half the Majua Bay.
Hello?
JC!
Yeah, speaking.
It's Bird Shit, mate.
Oh, hi, buddy. Where are you?
We're at the Bird's Nest recording the Bashes broadcast, mate.
Oh, okay.
Look, mate, just quickly.
How are you, mate?
JC, you won the $100 billion this week, mate. And we're a winner. The question was, which 2020 international has had the most successful?
The last one was played that day.
Yeah,
you're right. $1 billion.
So you're a billionaire, right. mate. You're a billionaire.
Well, bring how do you feel, mate?
Do I get
a
little
here? I hope you feel like an omelette because you can only get three eggs.
It's going to show the winning $1 billion.
Yeah, and it's on the bar. You put it back in the bar at the boot tomorrow night.
Well, Thursday night, Bash's drinks.
Yeah,
Bash's. Oh, yeah, that's probably my round, isn't it?
I'm not billionaire. You'll be at the Bamboo.
Play by two rounds, actually.
There's $100 billion on the bar. So everyone get down. Thursday night.
Thank you, JC. Lovely.
JC, excellent. Basically, the bar's open and anyone can just walk in off the street, the beggars, the hookers, everyone can have a free drink.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything. Anything.
Hey, one more question before we leave you, JC. At the moment, you're the basher that possesses the green jacket for the golf. Do you think...
Yes, I am, actually. We should be organising, I think, a spring tournament very soon after rain clears up.
Do you think you can keep the green jacket?
Challenges for my title.
You think so? You think you can keep it?
I think I can keep it. Looking at last year's performance of the other members of the Bashes, I'm pretty confident. To be honest.
It was only Paul Turner,
at the end. Still beat him by 3 strokes, so. You know, everyone else, Denzel,
there's a challenge, everyone.
Well done,
JC.
JC from the Big Bamboo.
All right, around the grounds with the hammer, second weekend and feeling pretty embarrassed, actually.
Hammer time.
I had a couple of...
Let's just have a listen to what Hammer had to say last
previous meeting
about the Australians.
We were talking to Tara tonight, and he said he thinks that they can bounce back. I don't know, mate. I'm not convinced. I don't think they have what they used to have. They haven't got the players.
They don't have the bowling.
But they have the bowling. They have the batting, mate. All they've got is the uniform.
Oh, what are you on about, Hamish? Absolute jibber jabber, mate.
Please explain.
Well, seriously, here's a tissue. Wipe the shit from your chin. What are you talking? You're dribbling.
I'm spilling.
Oh, spill.
Spillage.
Yeah, spillage.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm really sorry about that.
No, it's alright.
I only do that
it's twice
a day.
Yeah.
Bugger. I've lost count and now I have to clean up this mess.
Apologise that for that, ladies and gentlemen. Neil's fucked up the technical things there.
It's not out of all the bloody wine on the ground. What are you talking about?
Gentlemen, I think we should start the first Bashers fine session for the year.
Oh, online fine session.
Grab a sale.
Hammer, you can scull that glass of Eagle Hot.
He's been drinking the vino all night. I want to mix it up a bit. Give us a roughest beer and hopefully it's warm.
Oh, it's a Forex.
Forex is good enough. From our sponsor, JustBeer.com. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Hamish for the fine session. Down the hatch, mate. Up you go. One,
yeah, let's go.
Two, three, open it up. Oh, here we go. Look at him go. Oh my lord. It's almost down below the net. What a gibberer. And we're moving along. moving around the grounds.
Alright, we're coming to you from around the grounds with our sponsor, Cooker Pies.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think about these Aussies, mate, because
I don't know, mate. I'm not convinced. I don't think they have what they used to have. They haven't got the players.
Exactly. They came out and absolutely spanked those Saffers. It was a great game of cricket. They could have come back in the end though. I mean, that was borderline. Johnson, mate, blinder.
I was just at
96. What a score!
He's got fangs of gold, that guy.
That's 69 upside down. That's all good.
Oh, you bit. You good with the calculator, are you?
That's a bit weird. The after 11, mate.
I find that disturbing.
It doesn't take much.
I'd rather Hammer explain why he got South Africa so badly wrong.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, I've deep my head on this one. I think Australia came out and obviously played pretty well. To be in their first innings down, 40-odd for 3, and coming back to a dominating win by like 200 runs or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The win was a quite a turnaround.
So that and, 3 debutants? Or how many debutants they have? 2 debutants?
Not even that. I mean, it just goes to show. I was talking a lot of crap last week. And I love seeing Australia lose, but it just goes to show the mettle, man, and their competitiveness, and that they are real fighters.
So what crap have you got to say this week?
That's a bit of a turnaround.
I reckon Australia's going to get smashed next week.
Australia had the medal. Australia are the fighters. Can you believe this?
Talking about shit, let's talk about New Zealand result today against India. What happened there, Hammer?
Don't let Hammer get away so light with that South Africa.
There's
a lot to answer for.
What happened today, mate? What happened today with these the Indians and the what do you call them? The Black Caps.
It rained again. It's always raining again. I mean, it's Super 14 season. Fuck off,
Griffin.
The entire South Indian Island now has Duckworth Lewis rules memorized.
Okay, so you've got the Aussies and South Africans.
Apparently, England are playing somewhere.
England are playing. Who cares? Rubbish. And obviously, there's no cricket in
Pakistan. But while it was there, it was damn boring. Actually, no one could get a wicket.
Yeah, useless. And that's probably
Samara Weera.
Yeah, he's your man, isn't he? What did he get?
He got another double century. 2 double centuries back to back. 6th time in history that's happened.
Guys, can I just rewind a bit into the Aussie game? Now you guys on the chirp all last week, and there was another Mitchell Johnson, the man of the match, mate. He, 2 years ago, he was
a pretty looking boy, isn't he?
He's got
Yeah, you're excited about him.
He's got a head like a half-sucked mango. I mean, have a go at him. He's not the best-looking cat, but he's a good bowler.
Well, I don't know. You're obviously watching the cricket for the blokes, mate.
Well, have a go. You're talking about the freaking uniforms. Have a go at you. Hey, fellas, what I like to bring up was Mitchell Johnson was bowling on line length, bowling wonderfully. They brought in this referral system. Have you seen this, the referrals?
It's a bit bloody dodgy.
Well, what is it?
It doesn't work as well as tennis.
I think we should have talked about the referrals a lot earlier in the evening.
Yeah, because you want less arse.
Yes, you do.
Otherwise you'd on race and on red wine.
No, ching ching. No, avatar. Now, the referrals is what they're doing in the tennis now. They're going upstairs and
it's not. But it's not.
Yeah,
like
but it's. I,
but it's not Hawkeye. It's not
the tennis is a computer. If when you're referring to third umpire, it only compounds the problem.
But no, it's just introducing another human.
A very
human.
Clever way of flipping the dice.
But for me, it is.
Could he go up just for a
blatant rubbish? Hamish. This is rubbish.
It's slowing the game down.
Listen, we're going to end up like guys throwing that frigging football around like you do in America. A game lasts 4 hours and there's going to be all these breaks and all this rubbish. This is cricket.
Well, that's for the ads, though.
Yeah.
Let's put it.
It's long enough already. It goes for 5 days. We don't want to make the game any longer, stopping the game and going upstairs. And when Mitchell Johnson is bowling around the wicket to, where was he? Oh, I don't know where he was. Left-handed. He's bowling and
left-handed.
He's gone up for an LBW appeal. It looks plum LBW. It looks plum. The batsman, I don't know who it was now, I forget.
Somebody up
here. Somebody has used a referral, and to the eye, looks plum. Looks absolutely plum. Go on to referral, no. Overall, for me,
are they doing LBs on the referral now?
Well, mate, he got done. He got left, buddy.
Off Hawkeye.
No, they can't use the Hawkeye.
Well, so when they go to referral, then it just goes to a third umpire who watches it on TV.
Watch the video decisions.
But how is a third umpire who's relying on cameras that are angled differently to the umpire who's standing directly behind the bowler?
Well, this will be the answer next week when we get the head of the ICC on the podcast.
But maybe it's progression that, like, now they have to be like that. But as the technology evolves, it'll be better.
Well, Hamish, they said they may even bring in the hot spot, you know, the thermal readings for caught behind.
Snicker?
Yeah, it's a snicker feel on red, the hot spot. I mean, for me, when's it going to stop? Will there be no umpires in 2 years or 3 years' time? What's going on?
Come on, mate.
Stop it. Rubbish. Get rid of it.
Well, you know.
Move on. Rubbish. We don't like it. Next.
Hey, do you reckon we get a speed gun for the bashers and find out who's the fastest bowler?
Find out who's the slowest
footstop.
There's going to be some washed up Queensland cop with an old speed gun to pull.
I think for the bashers, you could probably just use a stopwatch.
Lovely. So that's it for the Round the Grounds.
Brought to us again, as always,
by pistachio nuts and lace of cats on bread.
Brought to you by Kooka Pies.
Look, just bring it on, guys. I'll deliver them and everything. Yeah.
Wait, take that again.
www.kookapies.com. Go for it. That's
my answer. Coming back now, the drinks break. sponsored to you by...
Someone that sells drinks.
Watch this spot.
And watch this spot.
Watch this spot for Just Bear. I know that I've been talking to Matt Ryan this week. He's very keen to get his product out there and give away a lot of free beer. So,
talking about that, they have a deal going at the moment, don't they?
Well, that's your only.
Oh, yeah, but you can still buy 3 cartons for sure.
Just check out the blog, everyone.
Guys, what's happening social? I mean, over drinks wise, social wise, in the next week or so?
I would think socially.
AGM? When's that?
AGM?
Saturday night. Yeah.
That's over in Pudong for the uninformed. That's going on about. Yeah. It's the AGM is from 7 to 8 with dinner and dance to follow.
So to bring the chicks.
I sort of said free soft drinks, local beer, and local wine. That local wine scared me, but
well, no, it's basically
I'm going to be Bodger.
It's either Baijiu or Chung Yu.
Your local white wine.
Anyway,
get loose, get sideways.
If you don't turn up for this AGM, hoo-ha, you've got no reason to complain for the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
So
turn up or keep your...
When do we play, mate?
Obviously, Omega and Cranky will be there from 6:30.
Oh, Christ, no one else is going to get a word in.
When do we start playing, mate?
When are we up? We're up next weekend, aren't we? Not this weekend, we're up next weekend.
The 15th of March at 15:15, the Bashers start their season.
With a friendly
against someone. Well,
who are we playing?
I don't know.
Well, some rubbish.
Started with D.
What's the date? 15:15.
It was the 15th of March.
The Ides of 15? March, beware.
Yep.
Guys, respond to the blog if you're keen for a hit, and this is a pre-season, obviously. Well, mate, get on the blog.
It's a friendly, and we're all friends here.
We're all pretty friendly, and it'll be a good day. So get out there on the 15th of March. Lovely.
Right.
This Thursday?
Bash's drinks.
Guys, get out for a drink. I forgot to ask
JC before about the security arrangements for this Thursday.
Free drinks this week.
Well, he's putting $100 billion on the bar.
Well, I tell you what, mate.
And guess what, Hamish? You're not invited.
Oh, stop. Hammer time. Right, social director, what else have we got coming up? Apart from a potential Wuxi road trip?
Quiz night, yeah, absolutely, guys.
Sometime.
The fact is, though, we've... As we know, Bird Shit's always a long-standing quiz master. And
science and history for 200 points. Yeah.
Absolutely. Brought in the professor the last two quizzes and put him under his wing.
Yeah.
Really developed him.
Who's that?
Bird Shit. With the professor really developed him. And
this is how you're going to use your on-air time, mate.
Well, have a go at you.
No.
Well, basically, there will be another quiz sometime between now and November.
Too loose. All right, a new segment. A new segment.
I love new segments.
Yeah, the Bashers. Yeah,
we do. After all our history with the Bashers broadcast, finally a new segment.
History.
It's called Peace and Love with Woody.
Man, I just think we should be the Bashers of the future.
Beyond 2000.
I think the Bashers of the future are a beautiful thing, man. I think Bashers are going to win. I love Bashers winning.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Send your letters, responses, and general sledges to...
Porn.
Broadcast@basherscc.org. That's
broadcast@basherscc.org.
Listen to me.
Mate, it was fun to be here. Can I say that?
Can I say
you're a lovely man?
I am a lovely man, mate.
Not only did we record a Bashers broadcast, we also recorded a really wicked big album.
Indeed. Anyway, I've got a bit of a limerick to finish off with. And the gentleman that we're going to use is the gentleman.
Hammer time.
Such a legend.
Woodstock.
Hey, he's a baker.
In the flesh, mate.
And he's in there. Anyway.
Shaker.
And I'm going to start off with...
Shaker.
There once was a basher called Paul who went for a tumble and fall. He knocked himself out with a very big clout. And now the motherfucker doesn't remember anything at all.
I'll see you next week.
And that's it.